Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Amen. Where we meet in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And a blessed Sunday to you all. We're so glad that you were able to join us. so that you may have the opportunity to fellowship with us in the word of the Lord today. The Lord has a word for us, and we are so glad that you joined us. For all of our first-time listeners, welcome, welcome, one and all, in the name of the Lord. I'm Pastor Dr. Sabrina Sessions, and we have with us Assistant Pastor Bill Pringle and all of you. And thank you for coming in the name of the Lord. We are a Christian internet ministry and a local church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Amen. And so we want to thank you all for coming up, for coming to hear the word of the Lord. I know you're ready. You have your King James Version of the Bible and your ink pen and your pad ready, and you're ready to get into the word of the Lord. But before we begin there, let's begin with our prayers. Amen. Let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we give you praise for your abundant mercy. We thank you for the word of the Lord to the people of God today in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your care for us. We thank you, Lord God, for every blessing that you have for us. We thank you, Lord, for our hearts being touched by you in Jesus' name. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over Satan, the strong man, and all of his underlings in Jesus' name. We close the portals in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over that sandstorm that came to cross the Bible Belt in Jesus' name, and we bind it and all of its corresponding devils and sacrifices in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus wherever that cloud of smoke and dust came in Jesus' name. We declare that we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you and we give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. We bind the principalities, the powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places in Jesus' name. We bind every manipulation, every witchcraft attack, all ungodly dedications, every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We bind all technology attacks, bozi, trafficking demons, kundalini, EMF, retaliation of the enemy, lord of the flies, prince of the power of the air, and every water spirit in Jesus' name. We bind python spirits, leviathan, Morgellons attacks, all intimidation in Jesus' name. We bind confusion, rebellion, Baal, distractions, Apollyon. We bind oppression and depression, all mystic rituals, all worship done to any planets in Jesus' name. We bind death and destruction, the transference of evil spirits, mammon, and every spirit that denies the deity of Jesus Christ and his blood atonement. We thank you, Lord, for the armor of God. And we put on our armor, Lord, our loins girt about with the spirit of truth. We take on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, we take the shield of faith wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We put on the helmet of salvation. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapons formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all who are in authority and all true Christians and every soul that is rightly connected to this ministry in Jesus' name. We pray for President Trump, his family, his faith, his prayer life, and everything that pertaineth to him and to his administration in Jesus' name. We bind every attempt to assassinate, to hinder, block, cancel, to reduce the effectiveness of President Trump in any way in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, Lord, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor, Father. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we sever from ourselves with the sword of the Spirit all ungodly silver cords, garlands, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, pledges, pacts, and every other form of demonic agreement in Jesus' name. We pull down all the protection around the witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. And we bind the work of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, sorcerer. We break all of their curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, or witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchments, sickness, pain, and torment, burning, incantations, chanting, ungodly blessings, hoodoo, crystals, root work, and every form of witchcraft that exists in the air, in the bush, and in the deep, in Jesus' name. We bind the powers of the air that come along with prominence in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit, Lord God, that comes to attack the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid their work to continue. We send their wickedness back upon their own heads. And we thank you, Lord, for your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask for strength for President Trump and for all true Christians in this hour, Father, in the name of Jesus. Saints in your prayer languages, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening your saints in the name of Jesus Christ. We look to you, Lord, not to man, for our strength, for our power, for our anointing, for the love of God, for faith, for triumph, for victory, for joy. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. We ask, Father, for the revelation and unfolding of the truth concerning the COVID epidemic to all U.S. citizens in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that your truth cannot be quenched, Lord, that the truth cannot be bound. So we thank you for the truth coming forth, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, according to the spirit of truth, in the name of Jesus Christ. From our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind all vampire spirits, and we bind all weariness and well-doing in all of God's saints. We release in the name of Jesus Christ your stamina, Lord, your endurance, and your power to your people in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up orphan projects to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The orphan project, Father, in the name of Jesus, directed by the Lord God Almighty and executed by him. For the word declares, when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord himself will take me up. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the trust, Lord, and we thank you for your guidance, your direction, and your providence in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church, Father. Let us hear you clearly. Let us understand what you are speaking to your church, to your people, Lord, and let us choose to believe you, trust you, and obey you in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up to you, Father, the economy of the United States of America, and we're asking the Lord Jesus to supernaturally strengthen the economy in Jesus' name. We bind all hindrances to this in the name of Jesus Christ, and we loose a robust economy in the United States of America. We call it forth from the north, south, east, and west. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. The Bible says that you supply all of our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And having given us the Lord Jesus, you freely give us all things. You say that you are our shepherd and we shall not want, Father. So we thank you, Lord. You know Abraham came before you and said, if there are 10, would you not destroy the land? And you said, for 10, I will not destroy it. Well, Father, we have more than 10 righteous in the land. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy in not destroying. But, Lord, we ask for your intervention, your adjudication, and the full execution thereof in restoration of this nation to truth and to faith in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to supernaturally strengthen this economy, making it stronger than it was before the COVID epidemic was released in Jesus' name. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. We ask you, Lord, to continue to remove the idolatry in this nation, even from the hearts of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of idolatry. We take the territory wherever idolatry exists in Jesus' name. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We bring them subject to Jesus. And we forbid you to continue to walk across this land and to sin all over God's people. We bind your evil works. We bind your evil works. We bind your evil works in Jesus' name. And we release obedience to the Holy Scriptures in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you.
What time?
Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we give you praise, Father. Now, Lord, we thank you for repentance. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you would hear from heaven, that you would hear from heaven, that you would forgive our sins, and that you would heal our land. So we come this morning, Lord, on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our own family, on behalf of our own neighborhoods, on behalf of our own communities, on behalf of our own town and our own cities and our own counties and our own state and our own nation and our own world. We come on behalf, Lord, and we repent for every sin. Jesus Christ has already paid the price. He took the sin of the world to Calvary. And we ask, Father, that you forgive our sin. We seek to turn from our sin and to turn wholeheartedly to you, Lord, denying ungodliness and every unclean act in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to show us the way of righteousness. We ask you, Lord, to walk us in paths of peace. We ask you, Lord, to help us to understand your word so that we will know what you expect from your people, Lord, that we might cry out to you for the grace that we need to help us, Lord, to walk through these times because, yes, we were called into the kingdom for such a time as this. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And now every person will take a few minutes to go before the Lord and to repent of your own personal sin in Jesus' name. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. Oh, with the blood of Jesus, it washes white. The blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Let everyone say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Amen. God is good. He is so good, and he is worthy to be praised. Now, we want to thank the Lord today because he's been especially wonderful to us. He's always wonderful, but sometimes he's especially wonderful. Amen? And we want to thank him for that publicly. Sometimes there are blessings you have to wait to tell the whole praise report. But, saints, today we'll just give you a little clue, you know, God's blessing, because he's in the blessing business. And guess what? I'm going to tell somebody's business if they'll let me. Guess what? Brother Bill does not have COVID, okay? Okay, you heard it first. Praise, as if we didn't know that already. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not that there was ever any doubt, but now we have official paperwork. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, today the Lord wants to talk about peace with one another. Peace with one another. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. James chapter 3, verse 18. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Why? So that we can live a peaceable life. Psalm 34, verse 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Romans chapter 14, verse 19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Amen? All right, you want me to give you the scriptures again? Amen. No, somebody wants them. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, so you can write them down and look them up later. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. James chapter 3, verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Psalm 34, 14, Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, Romans chapter 12, verse 18, and chapter 14, verse 19. Praise the Lord. Amen, everybody. And you said, Pastor is flying today. Well, maybe, maybe not. Praise the Lord. As we heard in the scriptures, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And James chapter 3:18 tells us that the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So we need to talk a little bit about peace. There are people all over the world who are straining to remain in relationships. There has been much difficulty, upheaval, unrighteousness, disappointment, and pain. But I say unto you, except the Lord keep the relationship, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the relationship, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Amen? The Lord God himself must be the center of all of our relationships. Our relationships must become centered in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the banner over our continued fellowship must be love. Amen? It must be love. We must learn to seek God for peace in our relationship. We must learn to seek God for peace in our relationship. Amen? We must be willing to do so. We, the body of Christ, the Christian, the believer, must be willing to do so. Peace between parents and children. Peace between friends. Peace between coworkers. Peace between neighbors. Peace between family members. Peace between spouses. Peace in courtship. Peace between adult children and aging parents. Peace between employers and employees. Peace between governments and citizens. Peace between police and armed forces and the community. We need God's peace. Peace between siblings. Peace between playmates. We all need God's peace in our daily lives. Peace between owner and pet. Yes, even these relationships need God's peace. Peace between late co-laborers in Christ. We must needs have his peace. As a ministry, we are embarking on a fast of 10 consecutive days, and we are seeking the Lord for his peace to reign in every area of our lives. So today, we are filling ourselves with God's agenda for his peaceful reign in our relationships. We must pray. We must intercede. We must petition. And we must give thanks to God. Also, we must do these things in order to pave the way for this miracle to occur, because we know this is truly a miracle of God. Amen? We must break up the hardened places in our heart, because it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain his righteousness upon us. Amen? Jesus' Spirit gives us peace with one another. His Spirit gives us peace with one another. Our God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all confusion in all of our relationships, and we ask the Lord to establish his peace. We need to mature in our perceptions of truth. We must yield to the Word of God and acknowledge and accept that whatever our status or position is in the relationship, God shows no respect of race, no respect of gender, no respect of societal status, no respect of nationality, no respect of heritage. You can't stand there and say, I'm 1/8 Cherokee to God. He made everyone. No respect of financial status, no respect of wealth. God is no respect of persons at all, because he is the creator of us all. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, he giveth to all life and breath and all things. He that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth. And beyond this, in the body of Christ, we are all one in Christ Jesus. God commands us to be perfect, to be mature, and to grow up. He commands us to be perfect, to be mature, and to grow up. To be of good comfort, not constantly in anxiety, not in agitation, and not in fear. We are to be of one mind, the mind of Christ, casting down every vain imagination, every doubt, all unbelief, every evil thought, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and against God's word and his will. It's our responsibility to take each rebellious and profane imagination and bring it captive to the obedience of Christ, even through binding and loosing in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 18:18. Amen. Are we operating in this today? Are we actually doing this? How can we say to one another, let me get the mote out of your eyes, without first dealing with the beam in our own? We must first consider the hidden man of the heart. We must be doers of the word and not hearers only, so that we don't deceive ourselves. For if we only hear the word and fail to execute the word, in our own lives we merely see ourselves as if we were only with a few small faults. We give ourselves an excuse for those faults and go on our way. We must go back to the Lord and his word and deal effectively with those faults, sins, and weights that so easily beset us until they are cleared from our lives. That means we can't pretend anymore. We can either walk in the love of God or we can fail to walk in the love of God. But the Bible says, how can you love God whom you've never seen, and not love people that are standing right in front of you? How can that be? People, every person, is made in the image and likeness of God. We must choose to love people. Yes, they will act ungodly. Why, each of us has done it at some time. But God, in his great mercy, looked beyond all of our sin and faults to Calvary and released his love to us in spite of us. And as imitators of our Heavenly Father, we are called to walk in love. It is the royal law to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our spirit, and our neighbor as ourselves. So we must love ourselves as well. We must war against our own pride and our own lust, our strife and our division. We must war against our own hatreds, prejudices, wrath, ill feelings, contentions, presumptions, lies, jealousies, envies, evil, ungodliness, unrighteousness, and our refusal to walk in the royal law of love. None of us is perfect at this. We all fail from time to time. But the Bible says if we confess our fault to our God, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We get another chance. Amen? Amen. So you see, God is merciful. He knows that we are human. We must overcome our resentment, our unforgiveness, our bitternesses, our list of suffered wrong. Oh, how long the list. We must stop blaming everyone else for what's wrong inside of us. Our murmurings and our complainings, our ignorance of one another, our anger, our gossip, our fault-finding, and our insistence on being right, having to have the last word, demanding subservience, requiring honor when we refuse to serve, our useless debates that evade the truth, and our preference for certain people, our cliques, our groups, our sects. We need to change. We all need to change. Saints of God, God says that a kingdom divided against itself shall not stand. Neither shall a nation or a household or a marriage or a business that is divided in a war fueled by Satan. No, it will not stand. We are to be and to remain a nation, a people under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice equally apportioned to all, not to some, but to all. You see, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. Every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. So, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the strong man of strife and all the evil works that he manifests. We bind unruliness, we loose love, for the love of God covers the multitude of sins. Let us walk in honesty, fearing the Lord. Let us leave off with favoritism and partiality. Let us repent and seek deliverance for our inability to stop arguing. Let us choose to please God and not ourselves. There is strength in God's love. There is strength in his peace. There is strength in our fellowship in his spirit. Let us overcome evil with God's goodness. Psalm 29, verse 11 says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Lord, we ask you to make each of us an instrument of your peace, not just in the world, but in our families as well. Where there is hatred, Lord, let each of us sow love. Where there is injury, Lord, let each of us sow pardon. Where there is doubt, let each of us sow faith. Where there is despair, let each of us display hope. Where there is darkness, let each of us let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And where there is sadness, Lord, let the joy of the Lord burst from your people and be strength for many, in Jesus' name. Let's pray, saints. That's part of our instruction. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you guard our heart, and your peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds. We choose by an act of our will to think on good things. Because we love life and desire to see many good days, we choose to keep our tongues from evil and our lips from speaking lies. We choose to turn from evil and do good. We choose to seek peace and to pursue it, to go after it. In our heart, Lord, we have planned our course, and we look to you, Lord, to order our steps. We choose to keep ourselves free from the love of money, and we are content with what you provide for us, because you have said to us, Lord, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we can say with all trust and confidence that the Lord is our helper. We will not be afraid what man can do to us. And surely, Lord, your goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And your peace will act as an umpire in our hearts and will settle all of our decisions. We thank you, Lord, for your perfect peace. We ask you, Lord, for encouragement when we need it. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for the fellowship of your spirit. We thank you for your tenderness and compassion. We thank you for making our joy complete with like-mindedness, causing us to have the same spirit of love, one spirit and purpose, that we do nothing out of selfish ambition and conceit, but in humility considering others better than ourselves, that each of us not look on our own interests but on the interests of others. We thank you, Lord, for the attitude, the same spirit that was in Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, didn't consider equality with God to be something grasped, but made of himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. He did not find this to be robbery, but being found in the form of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death. Yes, Lord, even to the death of the cross. Therefore, you exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Father, we choose this humility. We choose to clothe ourselves and wrap ourselves in your humility, and to receive your grace as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We thank you for a life of victory and awesome deeds, because all of our actions done on behalf of the Spirit that we humbly submit ourselves to your Spirit and to your truth and righteousness. We ask, Father, that you help us to keep our thoughts and actions to be pure. But, Lord, we adjust our lives so that we will know and understand your plan for our lives. Father, that we ask that you test our actions so that we will have the proper self-esteem, what you say in your word about us. We come out of agreement with the devils. We come out of agreement with the demonic realm, and we agree with what the Holy Scriptures say about your people, about us, without having to compare ourselves to anyone else. We are secure in your guidance, Lord, allowing us to carry just what you desire, what you have called us to do. We will listen carefully and hear what you say to us. We will incline our ears to your wisdom and apply our hearts to understanding and insight. We know, Lord, that as your people, when we clothe ourselves with your compassion, your kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, when we bear with others and forgive whatever grievances we may have with anyone, when we forgive as you forgave us, when we put on your love, it binds us together in your unity. And we thank you for the peace of God ruling our hearts and producing thankfulness in our lives. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We bless you. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to walk in your word. Help us to do that you have called us to do. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory, and we give you honor. We thank you for hearing our prayers, for receiving our prayers, and for touching our lives, so that these will not be just Sunday morning words to us, Lord, but they will be your instructions for our lives, and we choose to show our love to you by obedience to your word. Let everyone say amen. 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 And now the benediction. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. And everyone said amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you.